What is it that makes me me? Egotism or self-worship. It is simply an appeal that within the Christian community we can free ourselves from these feelings which drive us to be our own worst enemy. Self-acceptance, self-appreciation, realizing that God, when He made us, He did something good. When we love ourselves, we are in a position to love the stranger in our midst. When we accept ourselves, we are willing and able to accept others. When we can live with ourselves in a loving relationship, then we can live with some family members in a more loving relationship. And he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. One of the passages of scripture which I want to call your attention to, because it is related to this phenomena, more, what shall I say, cognitive, it will be of interest to pastors and missionaries who are working with exegesis and translation, but a real enigma has been seemingly in the contradiction between Genesis chapter 4, verse 26, and Exodus chapter 6, verse 4. In the first passage, it states that men began to call upon the name of Yahweh from the time of Enoch. Nobody knows the date of Enoch. He was born sometime long before the flood. It's in the twilight of our history. No need to try to come up with chronologies, except to recognize it is a long, long time before Abraham, and an even longer time than before Moses. But the biblical tradition of Genesis 4:26 states, men began to call upon the name of Yahweh at the time of Enoch. Now, over against that is the tradition in Exodus chapter 6, which states, I will yield myself to you as El Shaddai, the God of the fathers, but by my name Yahweh, I did not. This is a free translation. I better get back to the text. Let me read it exactly as it appears. Chapter 6, verse 2. And God said to Moses, I am Yahweh. I appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as God Almighty, El Shaddai, but by my name Yahweh, I did not make myself known to them. I also established my covenant with them to give them the land, etc. Now, as long as we stick to the rather nebulous nouns, God,